Where do you think all this is going to leave carrier profitability for this calendar year at least, or for this fourth quarter? Is this all just back to normal now, is it, after the pandemic?
No, it's below normal. If you look at overall, spot rates are not the entire market, of course, but for spot rates, they are below pre-pandemic levels in Asia, Europe. They are simply below on the Atlantic. They are slightly above on the Pacific. But if you take the broader view, I mean, container trade statistics have the global index, which is much better aligned with the carrier's results. That one is still above where we were pre-pandemic. But if you look at what CTS data tells us for Q3, keep in mind CTS measures the time of loading. The carriers in their financial results typically account when the cargo is delivered. So we already know the CTS equivalent for Q3. And in that respect, rate levels are still about 11% higher than pre-pandemic. But the problem is, if you look at the carrier's Q2 results, costs were 29% higher than pre-pandemic. And the carriers have, of course, been reducing their costs for the last three quarters. If they continue at that same pace, they will still be quite a bit above the 11%. So you're looking at a Q4 where costs are going to be growing significantly more than what the freight rates have done. And I would not be surprised if you see multiple carriers go into red territory here in Q4.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.